right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 691. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Guest, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
And Tony Korkanakis.
To me, my X-Men.
welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners and viewers. We're live on Twitch Tuesday nights. Please join us for these conversations. Corey's out this week. Business as usual. He's got our... See, I subscribe. I get posted about when we go live on Twitch, so I can tune in if we need to. So yeah, please do that. I'm actually updating Twitch right now. But yeah, welcome to the MovieCast, folks. We have a what you've been up to conversation to talk about. Actually, it's kind of merging into the news, I believe, and a couple things to talk about today. But first, if you're watching this on YouTube, smash that subscribe and the like button as well. That's where all of our content is. If you missed this live broadcast on Twitch, 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, you can always watch all the content over on YouTube. All right. All that's out of the way, guys. So what have we been up to? Have we all watched, Mike, have we all watched X-Men?
Yeah, not only that, I've watched two other things, too. It's a big watching week for me, but yes, I watched that.
All right. Both episodes, right? Tony, you're the same as you, mm-hmm. I'm guessing? Yeah. I mean, guys, wow, right? I mean, wow, they did it. They picked up where they left off, right? I mean, probably better, because I think that show ended with, like, really poor animation and, you know, it was like it was having a problem with production, if I remember right, back in the day. So it's like... Yeah. But
the last season was all weird looking.
Yes. Yeah. They were outsourcing the art and, yeah, this one looks fantastic. Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. Mike, I know you're a big X-Men fan.
I liked it. I mean, some of it looks a little flat to me animation-wise, but I don't know, maybe that's just me. I remember a little more detail. I would have liked that, but...
I think it's kind of blending a little bit of the new style animation with its old style. I think that's why you're getting that. Yeah, but go on.
But obviously, they took the action in general to another level as far as, like, choreography of what they do, so...
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely
Oh, yeah.
Appreciated.
Absolutely. Tony, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I mean, just the intro alone kind of sets the tone. And it was like a, 2024 version of that, with new characters and, whatnot, which is good. They expanded the roster, which is good.
Absolutely.
We don't have a stupid overemphasis on Wolverine, again, which is good. So,
I mean, give him credit, guys.
I mean, there wasn't an overemphasis on Wolverine in the old cartoon. He was just there, aside from a few episodes. He was just there most of the time.
No,
it was a lot of Wolverine. There was a lot of Wolverine.
I don't think so.
He gets his own arc because he's like he leaves the X-Men and it follows him throughout that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but not. That's not the whole episode. It like goes back and forth. I thought there's like a couple. Dedicated
but episodes. How many characters? How many characters got dedicated episodes?
I don't know. The few, most of them did
arcs.
Eventually.
I'm sorry, arcs. Not you're right, but not arcs like he did. That's what Tony's saying. He got
he travels out west and then he goes to Japan again. I get it. He was the popular character in the 90s, but
absolutely.
They put him there.
They brought some new ones in and they've brought in, and they focused on even better on some old ones. That's the idea, spreading that idea around. And this is for me like what made the Magneto character. For me, like I love Magneto from this.
Oh yeah, he had a great two episodes.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I'd like them to take his lipstick off though. That looks a little weird to me. But
I get it. That's a taste. That's a style. I guess I agree with you on that. But it was a little different for me. I think it looks good. And I just can't wait to see what stories we get because this is how I experienced these stories. But go on.
I am a slightly worried about our cliffhanger because that's going into maybe a comic storyline that I think is nonsense. So we'll see.
Oh, the Jean Grey clone thing, I think. I don't know what that is. But yeah, I don't know that is, folks. I'm not spoiling anything because I literally have no idea what that is. But that's what I've heard online. I don't know what's happening in the show, but I've heard online that's what's going on. But it's... We'll see.
I mean, if you're a comic fan, you kind of already knew what was up when they started talking about certain things with.
I just know that like the clone saga from the Spider-Man series was always so weird.
This is
I can't imagine this.
This is only after.
No, there's no way. It's not even in the same circle of bad.
Yeah,
like, no, I think it's kind of like step better.
Like whatever, but
yeah.
I mean, right. this is going to tie into what I'm expecting is going to be the big villain of the season, because Big M is a good guy. So
yeah. Yeah, I got you on that. I do think I just can't wait as we get further on to bring back some of the other villains like Apocalypse and stuff like that, who had story, I guess, left in limbo from the series. What?
Yeah. Speaking of left in limbo, it's they've either retconned in or outside of I'm hoping for an in-universe retcon, actually, about the actual ending of the old cartoon 96. Mm. Because someone has the power. Someone involved has the power to do such a thing.
Well, it's kind of weird because in the first episode, like they're all talking about like Xavier. You know, I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it, but you literally talk about this in the first minute or two of the new show. But like they're like talking about Xavier dying. I'm like, he left the planet with his hot alien girlfriend. Like,
Yeah. Like obviously they wrote it to be like a kid friendly version of death a little bit.
Yeah, it's like going to the farm instead the way of they,
Yeah. The way they literally wrote it was he had to leave the planet because no Earth like medicine or science could keep him alive, but they could in the Shi'ar Empire. So he went away. He's like, I probably won't come back ever, but see ya, I'll be out there.
Yeah, now, I mean I do expect a return at some point, but
The one thing I don't like, though,
it mentioned an assassination, actually, which is interesting. Because there's no indication of anything like that, if I remember correctly, from the original ending. So maybe we got some mind fuckery going on intentionally by Charles as he leaves.
Maybe.
I thought he did get shot in one episode.
I thought that they took him to space because that's the only place they could keep him alive. I thought it was the only place they could keep him alive. If I remember right.
Yes.
Because he did get, he did get shot. It's been a while. I mean, obviously it's been a while. So it's impressive though, that they can hit this and hit the ground running. It's so hard to do that with shows, especially when you have like this long of a gap. And listen, you can say what you want about the MCU with the way its content has been and whatever, but Feige gets massive credit because he did not want to proceed with this show unless he got most of the cast back. And they did that, and give him credit. I mean, you can slam him when he makes mistakes, which he has, but you can give him credit when he hits a success, which he has. This show is doing extremely well for Disney Plus. It is, what's the stats here? Let me bring that up. Currently the highest rated TV series of 2024. It's been so popular that they're discussing the return of Spider-Man, the animated series, and even Fantastic
Four. Even the other one. Iron Man. Yeah.
Oh, and Iron Man as well. I didn't hear that one. Okay, wow. I mean, that's how successful this has been.
And was there an Avenger in 90?
There was...
or did they just came
in? There was a Hulk. There was an Incredible Hulk.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, I said, and then Iron Man, and then Incredible Hulk, are they going to do? Maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
But...
I don't know.
It's absolutely impressive. I am, like... The second I turned it on, I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening right now. I'm watching this intro in 2024. And and it has the same vibe and a little updated music, but updated intro. And it's great.
It's great. And, you know, the thing is, I am quick to call people out on nostalgia. But, I mean, with this, I think it's a little bit different because the X-Men franchise overall kind of got ups and downs with Fox, right? But also being held up in, you know, the war on, like, you know, with the whole, like, when Fox still owned them and Marvel's like, well, why are we going to promote the X-Men? We can't really profit off of them and everything like that, right?
So, absolutely.
You saw in the comics, they took, like, a backseat and, you know, whatever. They really dropped off in terms of popularity. So it's really good that, you know, mutants are finally getting their recognition again and their time to shine, you know?
Yeah, and I got to say, like, relevant stories, right? That they always absolutely. Like that.
I will say,
always,
like when
always
when they're interrogating Trask in the prison, like whoever wrote that dialogue, I'm like, oh, this is exactly how you hear alt-right people talk on the internet.
Yeah,
like exactly to a T. It's like, you know, if we make room for you, you know, that's just going to lead to extinction. It's like, yeah, you really, bro? You like, that's what you think, huh? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yep. Drink that Kool-Aid.
I mean, X-Men has always been very topical, which is what's so great about the comic book.
You know, and that's the thing is like, yeah. Maybe this is an aside, a different conversation, but like, and I read Reddit and Twitter too much, and that's my own fault, but the people being like, X-Men, they made it woke and stuff like that. I'm like, have you never paid attention?
Stan Lee would be touting to the roof how great this was. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that is exactly the X-Men were about, was that he wanted to bring something with like a persecution, a racism kind of theme to the comic books. And they did that with this. And, you know, to kind of teach that lesson. And it's always been this way. Always.
These people are just so fucking stupid. And
it hit at the time right now where things are in such turmoil. It means more. It means more right now, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And especially like true, like just on the flip side of that coin, Magneto's speech in front of the UN, I thought was very topical in terms of like what's going on in the world. You're just like, oh.
Yeah. No. And this
cartoon character could give people a lesson about,
it's exactly what it reminds me of, the Age of Apocalypse story right there, with the way he took over the X-Men. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they were going for exactly, because I don't know this Xavier storyline in the comic books, but Age of Apocalypse, I know. And that's when he takes over because Xavier gets killed early on. It's the same mentality, mm-hmm. of when he took over. And it's just like, to see Magneto, and that's why I loved Magneto. Yeah. At Age of Apocalypse, Magneto, my favorite Magneto. So I was like, if we're getting that, I love that Magneto. So
absolutely. I mean, Magneto is one of the, you know, we always talk about this, right, on our podcast. Yeah, about the villains make things interesting. But, you know, Magneto's arguably one of the ones that were like, you could be like, okay, he's not just a mustache twirling villain be a villain, right? Like, it's just, he's firm in his beliefs and his stance and his methods to accomplish really the same thing that Charles Xavier is trying to do. Right?
Yes.
Mutant survival and, you know,
protection. That's what makes him such a great anti-hero villain. That's really what he is. Mm-hmm. It makes him so great because you get like, if you have like Sinister and you have like Apocalypse, those are like powerful, true villains, you know, like, you know, their motives are bad, but Magneto is going for something. He has a goal of rescuing his people. However, his methods are different than Xavier's, but he has the same idea. That's always been the case. And I can't wait for the next episode. That's tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow, right? So, Wednesdays or Tuesday night later, is it Wednesday or midnight? It's like 3 a.m.
It is Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday. Okay.
Something like that. Early morning.
Yeah.
But the one thing I got confused on, and I don't know if I'm going to like how they do this, is the whole Magneto Rogue. Romance.
Yeah, because I
know it was a comic thing, but I was like, did they explore this in the cartoon?
They did not.
And the way they talked about it, she's like, that was a long time ago, Eric, and that cat should never get out of that bag. I was like, did they touch upon this in the?
Yeah, that
in the cartoon. I mean, I don't remember. I know
we're spoiling a little bit here. I'm sorry, guys, but it's too good to not talk about. But that Gambit sequence was like, oh, dude, when he was looking at
Gambit deserved it. These two episodes, he's acting like a douche.
Yeah, no, he was, but it's such a great show.
These beignets needed my attention.
Beast was fantastic. You know, I love. I mean, I just character hit. Every character. Jubilee was even better. No. Jubilee was even better than the old show, in my opinion. I'm sorry. Oh,
she was annoying in the old show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I remember from the old show. Her being very annoying, and now she's trying to teach this kid not to do that. But it's great.
She's like a real character in this one.
Yeah.
It is interesting. We got a lot of the voice cast back. I think Rogue, unfortunately, it shows the 30 years a little bit in her voice, which
I didn't know that was the same actress. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Yeah, it also makes that that interaction with Magneto a little weirder too. I think we'll see how that goes. That's like my least favorite thing that we've seen so far. Wolverine sounds different, but good enough. That guy, 30 years later.
The only drawing one was Cyclops. Cyclops passed away, right?
Totally different. Yeah, it's a totally different.
So I said that when I was watching him. That was the jarring one for me. I was like, oh, that's completely different. So,
Storm, Beast, sound exactly the same. So good on them.
Wait till we get
Magneto.
That.
Magneto
did a great job. You know, Magneto, we're getting
Colossus. Magneto's a new guy too, right? It's not the same guy.
I thought it was the same guy, but
I don't think so.
I'm gonna look it up.
They made the interesting choice that Jean Grey is a new voice actress, but that old voice actress is that senator woman in here. So old Jean Grey is the senator woman, which is interesting. They gave her a different role. Yeah, I don't know why they decided to do that, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, it depends on how old she. I don't know how old she is and everything like that. But like, I mean, your voice does change as you
right. But I think like I don't feel like hers, like as that senator character, was as bad as Rogue's. But I guess you got to do that accent. So yeah, keep it with her.
It is a new voice actor for Magneto, confirmed. Mm-hmm. So he does a pretty good job of impersonating, though. So.
No, but it, I mean, it's great, and obviously, I think probably the biggest thing Disney Plus has done in a while, right? Like,
yeah, they needed this. They needed this.
I've been saying for a while, this is, you know, the Disney Plus thing I've been looking for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, overall, I agree with you there.
It just gives me confidence that, you know, they kind of reset themselves. They realize what they're doing wrong. That's what I'm seeing, at least, and they've said it. And I'm like, this is the first evidence of that they have seen it. So I'm hoping going forward, this is like the new foot forward here. Let's you know, bang out great content and nail it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go back to the MCU where it was like we couldn't wait to talk about it on the podcast. You know what I mean? I remember. I can't wait for that time. I want to see it. Yeah. Again.
And if anything, I really hope.
I know.
I hope, you know, the reception and feedback that they do get from this. And the success will help steer them towards the inevitable MCU introduction of X-Men proper, right? Because now they'll have, you know, more relevant and recent data to go off of in terms of like, oh, people like, you know, this sort of thing and, you know, whatever. And just the Wolverine show.
Do we want an MCAU? The MCU Marvel
why not?
Animated
why
universe.
I mean, is it all going to be set in 1997?
Yeah, I mean, you have Spider-Man, you have Iron Man, Fantastic Four, all those animated series they're talking about bringing back. Do you incorporate them more together? You know what I mean? Like, do you kind of cross over on a couple episodes? They used to do it, if you remember right.
I mean, but I'm all for them doing it with the Spider-Man show. I could care less about the other two.
Yeah. All right. Do we want John Bernthal as the Punisher for the animated series if they bring back Spider-Man? Now I'm just getting crazy, throwing out names. Do we want him to voice the same character?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think his type of acting would lend itself to voice work. I could be wrong. I'm open to being wrong with that, but I can't remember any roles he's been just a voice actor on.
All right, Mike. So what else did you watch?
I also watched a couple more episodes of Doom Patrol, the DC precursor that Marvel stole to make the X-Men. It's still good. Like I said, I anticipated I would like how it's going in the end, and I watched two more episodes. That was fine. And I also watched, Ashley was watching, I didn't watch from the beginning, but I did catch the last like two or three episodes of that Nickelodeon like documentary with Quiet on the Set, where everyone's
what's going on with that, but I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter. I'm just like,
I keep wanting to watch it.
So basically, it's about two things. It's about Dan Schneider basically being a bad boss and kind of creepy. But everything they show or talk about on this is nothing new with him. It's all stuff that you've heard on the internet already, like about how he's kind of weird with feet and he has these like teenage kids do like very obvious innuendos, but. And he was just kind of a bad boss. Some of his things were like, you know, whatever, that's been talked about. The big thing was, though, with Drake Bell revealing that he got, like, abused badly and that Nickelodeon missed screening, like, three straight, like, sex offender pedophiles in their shows. And one of them, like, got to Drake. So, I mean, it wasn't a fun watch, but it was interesting. More information out there. There you go.
That's why I hear it. It's impactful. So cool. Tony, anything for you?
Let's see. I watched the first Dune to prep for
Dune 2. Very great. Amazing cinematography, isn't it?
Yeah, no. That you know, that is definitely something that is shot and, you know, well done that I think is definitely like, I could have saw this in theaters and probably had a better experience and stuff like that. I will say, though, for the plot, I think it's a little weird the way they did things. First of all, I've never read the books, right? So some of the stuff is just kind of losing me, where I don't know if you're supposed to know some of these things. Like when they first talk about the voice, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? Jedi mind stuff. And it's like, basically Jedi mind stuff.
They just kind of throw it out there. You pick it up by the end of the movie, at least. You're set for two, but yeah.
No, absolutely. But like, it sucks because I know, you know, it's such a vast book that they probably could have, you know, if this would have been done better as a series, right?
I don't know if this would have been explained properly from that book, to be honest. I've never read it, but I don't think that it goes into too much detail on a lot of things like that. So it's not as long-winded as like Robert Jordan is with his Wheel of Time stuff. I mean, Corey's not here to back me up on this. It's Frank Herbert, right? Yeah, that's but like it's not as detailed. It is a sci-fi thing, and you have to take a couple things like as established.
Sure, and I feel like established. You know, the thing is, like, I found it hard to care about a lot of the characters other than, you know, the main one, the prince, because I'm just like, you know, you see something and you hear somebody say something, you're like, oh, okay, well, this is clearly what's going to happen, because I've fucking seen tons of movies and read books and whatever in the decades that this book has been written and have become tropes, probably. I was watching my brothers heavily, and we're like, oh, that's a Star Wars thing too. And that's I wonder where the Sarlacc pet idea came from. That's weird. I don't know. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, there's inspirations. I mean, like I said, Game of Thrones is inspired from this too.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. So, it's just, I guess I feel like they probably could, I would have liked it better if they had slowed down the pacing a little bit. I know that would have been difficult because they already, you know, chopped the book in half to do two movies.
Yeah.
But it just felt like, oh, we're going from A to B to C to D, and it's kind of like there's no time for things to kind of like.
Yeah, I feel like the ending jumped. That's the only thing I remember the first movie. Like, it's been a while since I watched it, but I felt like the ending jumped. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And like the thing is, like, we've been watching this for a while. Is this going to end right now? It's like, and then, like, literally 2 minutes later, it's like the credits start rolling. I'm like, that's a bold choice of.
Yeah. It's not a good spot to end it, in my opinion, but like, and I love how the next movie picks up, but it's like, yeah, I get it. It's just like they had to divide it, and I guess that's your only spot, but it did feel like you had a nice burn in the beginning, and the middle was a little bit shortened, but not too bad. And then the ending, they feel like they just like flipped, you know what I mean? Like, that was it, mm-hmm. if I remember right. So no, it's good. And Telfe and chat, thank you for joining us, by the way. It sounds like it's the same issue John Carter had, where it all felt like it had been done before because Star Wars and DC beat it to the punch.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's obviously the starting from it.
And I'm not criticizing at all. It's just, to me, it's interesting seeing this now because I know the book predated all that other stuff. But I'm just like, oh, George. And like the thing is, then I started getting into my brother, but like, oh, yeah, George Lucas also kind of stole from Kurosawa with, the Hidden Fortress and, you know, whatnot, stuff like that.
Yeah, so yeah, like, absolutely.
You know, sometimes good ideas are just taking someone else's and doing it a little bit better, putting a spin on it, right?
Telfe, did you like John Carter the movie? Is that what you're saying right on here on this chat? Not that's a rough one. I'm sorry, I never read the book though, but that's a rough movie. Oh, I mean, you're entitled to your own opinion. Absolutely, you are.
I never watched it. I just know. Wasn't that like a never big read the bomb book. For Disney? Like, because they were supposed to do a series, biggest, right?
Yeah, it was a big bomb like for them.
All time bomb. I mean, I remember the movie. It wasn't like offensive. It was just.
I never watched it. I was just curious. But I just remember being like, oh, like this was supposed to spawn a whole like.
It didn't hit. Yeah, it did not hit. Yeah. I mean, it came out. I think it also came out at the wrong time, but. Yeah.
Some of this is absolutely timing, you know.
Like Dune has been strategically delaying its part two perfectly because it hit again. It hit again, and it dodged the box office craziness. Where it's up and down, it is still up and down, but it hits where it needs to. I never read the book Telfe either way, so I'm sorry, but like I remember hearing.
Yeah, no, we're just talking about it. It's not, you know. Yeah. You like what you like, and
you do like what you like. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
But yeah, so the other thing then, just to recap, is finished the anime Firin, Journey's End, which spectacular. Like, honestly, it's up there in terms of like anime. Like I think it actually makes my like top 10 now, like, cause it's over with the season and, God, like I would love to, just go into that in more detail. Corey's not here, so I can't talk about some of the things and stuff like that, but, that's been really good. But yeah, that's been it for what I've been watching.
So, I watched, Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
I couldn't even finish it because, well, I mean, I finished the movie. I mean, I couldn't finish just the statement. So I watched Jake Gyllenhaal's Roadhouse, which is the one that just came out. Okay. It just came out. So I was
Why?
I don't know, but I never saw the first Roadhouse. So it's based off of that. Obviously, it's a remake. And I don't know. I was like, let me watch it. And listen, it did have some very funny moments, but it is a very bad movie. It's one of those movies that, like, it's very bad. Like, it's just really bad. And I actually was I watched that movie and I decided, I'm like, how bad was the first one? Because, like, I've seen Family Guy reference Roadhouse. I've heard of it with Patrick Swayze. And I'm like, I've got to watch the first one. So I watched the original Roadhouse after this and the same day. And it was it was 1984. It is a far, far superior movie to what we just got with Jake. I mean, it's like far superior to that movie. And
what is like the premise of this movie?
It's about a guy who is a bouncer that gets hired to basically, it's like an old Western where he comes in to save a town. He gets hired to be the bouncer at a bar that's getting too many rough people in there. A guy's trying to take over the town. And like he basically defends everybody, and you know, it's like an old Western style thing. Jake Gyllenhaal's version is he is a former UFC fighter who killed somebody accidentally, and is scarred from that, and like just does like fake fighting. He goes to fights that nobody will fight him. He gets money. Well, the woman runs the bar was there and hires him to be her bouncer, and he hates fighting. He's like almost like a pacifist until he gets really pissed, and then he just beats the crap out of you. It had what's the UFC fighter Conor McGregor? Yeah, mm-hmm. it had him in this. Who is I think the funniest part of the movie.
Are these in it? Meant to be comedies?
No, it's so absurd that it's funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the bad funny. That's what this is. It's a bad funny. Okay. And 1984's one is probably in that same vein, but it's better. You get much more story, much more emotion from a character. And I know Jake Gyllenhaal, he can act. Like, I've seen it. I know he can act. But there's not much to do here. There's not much.
To watch.
No, I know. But I'm like, I just wanted to watch. Sometimes I just want to watch an action flick. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just curious were you like pressing the button and you're like, oh, Roadhouse.
Well, I was talking about it with a friend of mine. We were out for drinks the other night, and he was talking about it. He's like, oh, the original was great. I can't wait for the sequel. I'm like, not the sequel, the remake. And I was like, I saw it on Amazon. It came up on my suggestions. And I'm like, you know, I'm in the mood for a stupid action film. Let's watch it. Oh,
someone took you like a week to watch it after you recommended it?
Yeah, that. It's a stupid action film. It's also an hour and a half investment. It's not like a, you know. But, yeah, it's not a good movie. I wouldn't recommend it for those. Watch the original if you haven't seen that. How about that? I'll say that. So. All right, guys, let's get into some news, some box office talk real quick. Then we'll move on to the game cast, which is coming up after this episode. I don't have Box Office Mojo open yet. Hang on. We had Ghostbusters Frozen Empire opening. Despite poor reviews from critics, $45 million. On a $100 million budget, it's going to do fine. You know, that's $45 million domestic. It's pretty good. So.
I think probably with international, it'll get.
It's not a huge international movie, but it's going to get there. It's going to get there. Yeah. It'll be probably,
you know, the studio. Like a low budget. Like this is what we're talking, you know, we've been talking about. Like if this is like a $200 movie, $200 million movie,
this would be
very bad.
Yeah,
but it would be right in there. Like, okay, like, you know, exactly.
100 million. So. It doesn't have to open to $90 million. It can open up to 45 and still make its budget back. Word of mouth has been okay for the Ghostbusters fans. That's what this seems to be for people. But it's not a bad open for it, at least. I did not expect that. But Dune, 17.6 million still.
Yeah,
unbelievable. And I got to mention Kung Fu Panda 4, because that thing has been doing amazing. Like, it is at, what is it at Lifetime? Domestic 132 million, and it's worldwide is 269. A movie that had I think it was $85 million budget. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
much, much, fantastic. Yeah. And so more Kung Fu Pandas on the way.
That's one of those, you know, all sorts of. I was at a friend's house recently, and I walked in, and all I could recognize it was like whatever is on the TV right now is Kung Fu Panda. I was like, is yeah. this like the last movie? They're like, no, this is a TV show. I was like, they made a TV show? They're like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, you know, this is, and then like instantly I just got flashback to like how like Cars had the TV show, and then like Disney was making like $1 billion off Cars merch for like, you know, so many years and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, that's good. Good for kids and, you know, good for the movie company and doing an original IP still, a sequel to an original IP. Because that, I mean, what, Kung Fu Panda 3 was like, what, a decade ago or something like that?
Yeah, it's 8-9 years ago at this point, I think. So, yeah, I mean, it could, I didn't even know it came out, Kung Fu Panda 3. So that's saying something. But, yeah, I mean, Jack Black returning and did a great job.
Jack Black is pretty hot right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
his we'll see if the Borderlands streak ruins that, though.
The run is about to end. We can use I think we can say, yeah.
Jack Black had a good run.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some news here. We only have a couple things of news this week. We talked about the X-Men already. Happy Gilmore 2 is happening. Netflix teaming with Adam Sandler for Happy Gilmore 2. Mm. Guys, do we want it? Do we need it?
I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. Adam Sandler and Netflix, they make fucking money, I guess.
He
like,
does.
What was that movie that came out like a year or two ago that
Halloween. He came out with a Halloween movie. Oh, his Halloween Uncut one. Gems. Yeah. His Uncut Gems one? Yeah. Oh, Uncut Gems, he was like, he was raved about for that movie. He did one movie that like nailed. And then he did all of these other like terrible like Adam Sandler style old movies that were just really not good. But
they were probably profitable on Netflix.
And they probably were because they still get the views. Like Tony said, you still get, he draws. He absolutely draws. Netflix is not paying him to make this movie if they're not making money still, because they've made plenty of movies with him already. They've got to be making tons of money with him.
I mean,
and Happy Gilmore is a big name.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore is probably my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
I could see that.
I'm interested in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I think, you know, it's an interesting experiment, right? Cause like, you know, just flashing back to like X-Men 97 where like, you could take Happy Gilmore, right? And be like, well, what a sequel that movie look like these days, right? And
then,
I mean, you could write it any way you want. Maybe he's the mentor figure now, or I don't know, right? Like, whatever. No. But I think
this is golf.
Yeah, exactly.
The bar is golf. He could be golfing seriously in his 50s. Maybe he's trying to make the senior tour.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get Shooter back. Shooter McGavin's back, definitely. They already listed that as an actor coming back. So that's great to hear.
If we start getting sequels to all the old Adam Sandler
movies. Billy Madison.
Do we want to see some two?
I don't know how that'll work, but maybe.
What was the one where he's like the mentality of a kid?
Waterboy?
No.
It was Billy Madison, right?
Waterboy's the same idea. He's also like a kid. Like he's in college. No, yeah.
Waterboy, he's like borderline disabled, honestly.
Yes.
Billy Madison, he's just like a slacker with like, you know, a rich dad.
He has to go back through all the grades in Billy Madison. Yeah.
Mr. Deeds too.
Hey, listen, I enjoyed Mr. Deeds. I know that was a remake.
At the time, I haven't seen it since then.
It's got Steve Buscemi in it, and he nails it. Steve Buscemi's fantastic in it. So, mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, I'm excited. I'm actually psyched for it. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's going to be sub 2 hours. Like whatever. If it's good, absolutely great. And if it's bad, I'm sure I laugh at least a couple times and be like, all right, well, Netflix just wasted a bunch of money. So
they're going to make you watch it on Netflix anyways, not go to the theaters. So that's cool with me. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You turn it off and you're out $7.95 for the month or whatever it is. $6.95. Whatever they're going to be paying for Netflix. Yeah. All right. What else we have in the news? Lastly in the news, we've got Spider-Man 4. Spider-Man 4 is going to begin filming this fall, September, October. Zendaya is back. Her show Euphoria has been put on hold so she can shoot this movie. Mm-hmm. Which is upsetting Euphoria fans, but sorry. My only issues with this might be the possible director. We don't even have a director attached yet, and they're going for September, October, but James Lynn's attached right now is the name I've heard. He's not final yet. That's obviously,
you know, it's one of those things where this is one of those things where they just need a yes, because like, look, Spider-Man is like the property, right? They don't want to mess it up. They want to clear like, hey, this needs to happen, this needs to happen, this needs to happen. You don't deviate from that, right? And it's like, cool. Like, that is fine. So I'm not really concerned about, you know,
yeah, the director so much. You have direction. And it sounds like what they're doing, what I've read from different people, reports online, were that this will be focused almost like a direct sequel to the Daredevil series that we're about to get.
Really? Because I was just reading a tweet that said that Toby and Andrew are back
all the time. Yeah, we're still going to get them. So it sounds like what they've done is they have compromised with what both studios wanted to do. So it looks like they actually met each other at the middle here.
Clusterfuck.
And they may not be, because the other one, the last one was excellent. I thought it was going to be the same way. But it looks like Kingpin is your big bad, and that's going to be built up within Daredevil. Mentioning Spider-Man quite often in that show to build into this this story that we're about to get. And in this story, Peter Parker apparently is going to just be very minimal. It's going to be a lot of Spider-Man because he doesn't really exist anymore, and he's basically adopted Spider-Man as his that's what he is. No more Peter Parker. So that's what I've read a couple of details about this.
I feel like people are just making shit up, though.
Also, you wouldn't get Zendaya back if you weren't gonna do any Peter Parker.
Use her a lot. Like, if she's there for like a cameo, like, you don't need to delay Euphoria, but you know, they're probably gonna undo a bit of their ending if she's coming back enough to delay her show.
I think you get a little tension in this. I don't think you undo the whole thing for this movie. I just don't. So we'll see.
It's exciting that it's filming, because that means we're like 2 years out from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, again, going back to like X-Men 97, I think Spider-Man is an easy low-hanging fruit win for not only Marvel but Sony, right? They could both use it, right? You're hot off the stink of Madam Web and Morbius.
I mean, they're and Marvel right now, you can't even argue.
Marvel even have come out before that.
Yeah,
Marvel is like all in on Secret Wars. Craven
will be there. Yes,
Marvel's going to be all in on Secret Wars. That sounds like that is what they're building here. Deadpool, we get this year. Spider-Man 4, I'm sure. You know, we're just all in, you moving know, towards that.
You know, it's crazy because, and I meant to bring this up during X-Men 97, but honestly, the craziness of Secret Wars, like, I kind of, how would you guys feel, like, theoretically, if they took a page from what was the last Spider-Verse movie? Beyond the Spider-Verse?
Across.
That's the problem. Across. I can't keep track of the titles, but yeah, go on.
Across the Spider-Verse. What if, like, in Secret Wars or whatever, like, you have, like, X-Men 97 and stuff like that? Not just people playing them, but, like, the cartoons running around. And it's just, like, kind of like, you know, how we have live action going on.
I don't think, I'm not thinking about that, but it would be insane. But right? I could see it happen. Yeah. Yeah, because they've talked about bringing Miles Morales to live action from the cartoon, mm-hmm. And vice versa. So from the movies, those movies. So it's like,
And as much as I've like ragged on Wolverine, I think it would be cool to have X-Men 97 Wolverine and Hugh Jackman Wolverine on screen interacting in some way. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
We're getting Robert Downey Jr. will be back as Iron Man in this. We're going to get a reunion with him and Tom Holland. It's going to be awesome.
Throw
for that.
Money at all these actors.
It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a crazy, crazy thing.
Yeah.
It'll be the event, and if it doesn't make its $2 billion, like, it's going to be a huge movie. Like, it's going to be huge. Like, it's going to be up there. Like, over 1.6. I believe it has to do over. I think it was mentioned on Bold Prediction. I think it's got to do like over 1.2, 1.3 to really. It's got to.
Is this movie coming out like 2030?
No, 2026, I believe. Let me see. I'll look it up while we're talking about it. Secret Wars.
But only you guys talk about this movie. I've never seen anyone mention it.
Oh, 2027. 2027. No, we're building towards it, though. But this is their build. This is where we're going towards. So
gonna be dealing that 1.7 will be in whatever like cryptocurrency takes over the world.
Who knows? So, all right, folks, that's gonna wrap up this movie cast. We're gonna go on to the game cast next. So stay tuned, stay connected here. We will see you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to both channels so you know when we go live on Twitch and also when we post over on the YouTube channel. Once again, guys, we'll see you guys soon. We are beyond right now. See you.